after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Yeah, shout out to Ted J. Dog, we gonna make a way. Now sit back and listen to these bars I'm about to say. Hit the button, young, and get loose on that beat. We get it in the booth like we get it in the street. Yup, good night, hit him up like good morning, good evening. Best believe I tell you a story, you better believe it. If the world was in our palms, we break it in pieces. We a different kind of animal, take it or leave it. Heart frozen, cold blooded, we belong in a freezer. We hotter than the Bahamas on the beach with a heater. Yeah, call me Mr. Popular, can't see me with binoculars. Shout out to the haters and everybody who knocking us. Steady J got interviews, intermission and interludes. The baddest model chicks and the real rap spitting dudes. R&B and gospel and all of the above. And it's all on one show and it fits like a glove on the life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Steady J, what's good, my dude? You keep doing what you doing, fam. Keep showing love to all us unsigned artists, man. Good things gonna come back to you, homie. I salute you, B. Life after dust. Y'all now tuned in. Holla.
What's up, everyone? Welcome to Life That Does Live. Your boy, Fetty J, and your girl, Karen Lamont, in the building.
Mm-hmm. What's up,
It is a beautiful Wednesday. Y'all know how we do on every Wednesday on the show. It's our hump day at the dusk edition.
And
every hump day at the dusk, we have to do a special public service announcement. And that is, if you're going to hump somebody, please do it.
Please do it. Responsibly.
All right. So there you go. And as usual, every show that you come to is always jam-packed with a lot of craziness, fun, and some, as I like to call it, edutainment. And today's guest will be my girl, Humbly Jazz. Now, she's from Houston, H-Town, and I use my chopper screw voice on that one. So, I can't wait to chop it over her in just a moment. She'll be here just a moment and be chopping over her as far as her modeling career and some of her other endeavors that she's got going on. And definitely a very, very beautiful woman, I'm telling you. Y'all got a chance to check her out. It's a couple different ways. HumblyJazz.com is one of them. I Am So Divine blog, you know, but she got, you know, they can check out all the models that are involved with I Am So Divine. That's also on DustSpot.com. So if you're an artist, right, model, whatever, you'd be on DustSpot.com. It's just that real.
Mm-hmm. Network is everything.
Yeah. Now, I'm telling y'all, man, and that thing, too, not only networking is everything, too, loyalty is everything, too. Now, a lot of people get loyalty screwed up sometimes. That means you got to dick ride everything the person tell you to do. That's a lot of people get confused. They think that being loyal means you have to do everything that a person tells you to do. If they continue doing something wrong that's against how you are, then oh, you keep it moving. A lot of people get confused too. Sometimes loyalty don't mean you gotta be stupid. So
True. And a lot of people don't even know the definition. Like, that's what just trips me out. So many people don't even know the definition. They want to walk around saying I'm real. I always say loyalty over royalty. Like, loyalty comes before royalty any day. So, I mean, if you,
right.
I don't know. It just depends. People all have different definitions. But my thing is that you just got to keep it 103. You have to keep it real. You got something to say? Say what's on your mind. Don't be on no hating, low-key, envying. You know, just, y'all already know, just don't. I ain't even looking to preaching right now. It's too early.
And I mean, that's one more thing, like she said about being real. And that's what I always tell people. If you got to constantly tell people you're real, and that, then that really just kind of tell you something. You might not be that real.
Yeah, you're not real.
It should
real.
Be an action, not something that you come at your mouth all the time. It should
exactly. And same people that say, trust me all the time. I know some people, like I know this one boy that I went to high school with. He my homeboy, but I tell him all the time. He be like, trust me, trust me. I'm like, boy, I would never trust you a day in my life because you just know. Like, I know him personally, but he always said it after everything he said. Trust me, trust me. Like, mm-mm.
Yep. So, that being said, man, you're getting to the part of the show that a lot of people have been waiting for. And that's coming all the way from the Ace Town, baby. Everybody, I want y'all welcome to Life That Does Live. Your girl, Humbly Jazz.
What's going on?
H-Town
in the building.
H-Town I got started with my chopping screw voice. What's good? What's good?
What it do? What's up? You got it on.
Know what I'm talking about? Yeah, see, I got them all down.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Definitely good to have you. Good to have you in the building.
Yeah,
oh,
no problem.
Anytime. So, first off, man, I mean, definitely one of the questions we want to know off the back is, you know, how did you actually get into modeling? What led you to get into it?
Oh, man. I think I've been a model all my life, and I just didn't know it. To jumpstart it, I got to give shout-outs to John Allen. That's J. Allen Images. I met him when I first moved into my apartment in 2009. And his sister moved under me. He was a photographer just fresh starting, and he needed a muse. I was really just his muse. And, you know, we got to taking pictures, and I was like, oh, okay, I'm kind of cute. I can do this, you know. So I kind of just went on from there, and it's just been great ever since then, you know. I've been doing a lot of things since then, so I got to give shots out to him. It's definitely a pivotal role in my modeling career.
You said kind of cute. I'm going to tell y'all, she's being very humble. I know your name is Humbly Jazz, but she's being too humble about it. She ain't kind of cute. She's pretty bad. Y'all got to check her out.
I'll take that. You know how we do it in H-Town, the Southerness. You know, we eat well and all of that. Oh, yeah. I'll take that. Thank you.
Yes, they say everything is bigger in Texas. Okay,
yes,
next. So the other stuff is that lets you get into modeling. You said you were a muse and you just love putting out the pictures and whatnot. And, you know, were there any other people who played a pivotal role and saying, you know, this is something I want to do, like, was modeling always what you wanted to do? Was that always the first thing, or was there other avenues in the entertainment industry you always wanted to do first?
I did a lot of background stuff. When I first started off modeling, I did a lot of things for other models, did a lot of, you know, bookings and promoting and kind of getting to the business side of it. I kind of enjoy that a little bit more. I think anybody that elders, kind of like, you know, the ones who just kind of had to take care of their families. My mother being a part of, like, a major part in that, simply because she had to, you know, put her dreams aside to, you know, make sure me and my sister were good and all of that. And I just think that if you have a dream, regardless of how extreme it seems or who believes you, who supports you, or all of that and this and third, you know, I just think you should go after it, you know. And ultimately, that's really what made me do that. I had a son young. My son is 4 now. And I don't want to have to tell him, oh, you know, chase your dreams, live your dreams, and all of that. And I didn't live it. You know what I mean? I didn't show him how to do that. So that's really just one of my main reasons for doing what I do, the modeling, the acting, and all of this other stuff that I'm going to venture out into doing. You know, just to encourage people to be happier more and live their dreams, because you only get one life. You know what I mean? You only get one.
Right, so you're on your Jay-Z stuff, like, I'm going to show you how to do this, son.
I'm a boss, though. I'm just saying. You right.
Yes. And you know what? One thing I'm putting on blast, too, is me and Jazz actually not necessarily in person, but me and Jazz know each other way back before the show, way back for the Dust Spot, way before I ever saw Divine, all that stuff. And I remember you was on Tiny Chat. We that's how far.
Man.
Y'all been.
Oh, man, that used to be my fam, man. I swear, when my baby was young and I was at home and going to school online, like, that's all I had to do was Tiny Chat. Like, oh, man, shout out to my Tiny Chat fam. Yeah, that was a good time.
People be on Tiny Chat from whenever to whenever. Some people would even go to sleep. They would be on Tiny Chat all day
man,
and all night.
All day. But you know what, Tiny Chat, I'm not going to lie, when I was starting my career and all of that, like, I had networked with so many different people around the world, around the nation, you know.
Yes.
So, you know, I do business with people that I met on Tiny Chat. So I can't, you know, I love Tiny Chat. It was a good time, but, it was beneficial. So, yeah, big up to Tiny Chat and all the
right.
crazy
I mean,
so, things that went down on Tiny Chat.
your first place to go?
I want to go to Nigeria. And Because everybody thinks I'm Nigerian.
Man, the woman in Nigeria.
Everybody thinks I'm Nigerian, and I want to go to Nigeria because everybody thinks I'm Nigerian. So I need to go to Nigeria so I can see what everybody else looks like. Because I do all the time, every day, everybody thinks I'm Nigerian.
Yes, it's not okay. Shout to
I liked her answer.
Man, whew, Nigerian women, Lord Jesus.
They are beautiful, all of them. All of my African people are. Shout out to my African people. No, I love them. They're strong down here in H-Town, so I got a lot of love for them.
All right. I definitely like those answers, though.
Okay, so we'll go to a quick music break, and we come back. Y'all know what time it is. It's everybody's favorite time of the day. It's Turn Up Time with Taryn. So,
yeah, go crazy.
Humbly Jazz, I hope you're ready for that because you never know what's going to come out. You think I'm bad, you'll never know what's going to come out of Taryn now.
Oh, I'm playing nice.
Well, we'll see. Okay, so we'll be back. This is my girl, Brimmy the Franchise, featuring Stephon for you. The spoiler, I'll be back on Life of the Dust Live.
Yeah, man. It's your girl, Remedy the Franchise. Stephon for you. Misunderstood on this track. Yeah.
Mama so bad, I'ma put that on ya. Putting out the black car, yeah, that's all her. She can be my shopaholic. How she do it, I can't call it. Cause she gets what she wants. She fly out anything she wants. She fly out, I ain't trying to front.
We back in the building. We in the building. on Life at Dusk Live, your boy, Ceddy J, and girl, Terrell Amon, special guest,
yes.
Tommy Jazz in the building.
That's
it's
good.
It's that time, y'all. Turn up with Terry.
It is, though. All right, anyway, so we got Detroit and Houston in the building, though. That's what's up.
You know.
Anyway, so what's one thing that you could say that inspires you the most when it comes to keeping up with your craft?
My son. I got to say my son. That's so cliche. I would be a bad mom if I didn't say my son. But honestly,
that's you, though. That's all you right there. So you got to.
Yeah. Honestly, yeah. You know my son. And my son is, like, gifted in his own reign and all of that. And so I just want to be the best parent that I can be. So ultimately, I got
to. Aw, hey. Shout out to those good mothers. That's what's up. Take us to a photo shoot with you right now. Help the people know what do you do for the first 5 minutes of preparation to get ready for your photo shoot. Like, do you have to listen to a certain song? Do you have to eat something? Like, do you have to have a certain drink? Like, what do you have to do?
I just gotta be ready. I don't need too much preparation when it comes to photo shoots. And so, I mean, I'm just ready to go like whenever, you know. Somebody.
So it's more of a mindset,
like,
really.
Yeah, I try to stay in the mindset at all times. That's like a 24/7 thing. You know what I mean? Like, that's something you can't come out of. Like, that's something you have to stay when you're on a grind. When you have a hustle. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
That's just who you are. That's just the person I am. That's, you know what I mean? So. Yeah, I can't. I don't know. I've done shoots in the bad mood. I've done shoots in a good mood, and you'll never know. So.
Sick. Everything. That's how it is. Cause when I do modeling too, so that's how it is. Like, I done went sick. I done went pissed off. I done went all types of everything, and you wouldn't even be able to tell.
Yeah.
I definitely feel you on that. I got to throw in some of the questions for the fellas. This is where it might get kind of uncomfortable a little bit.
I'm taking notes, by the way, too.
All right. Okay, so are you single? Are you dating? Like, what's going on?
Don't speak in public. Now, you know, if I say I'm single, I'll probably piss a couple people off, but.
Exactly.
Just say it's complicated.
No, because it ain't complicated. I'm not going to lie, though.
It's complicated.
No, in all seriousness, I've been single for a while. I've been single for a couple years now. Like, I haven't been in a relationship in a while. I just started dating, so, you know, it's. A good guy, a good potential, established, got his life together, you know.
Oh, she said established.
I date beasts, okay? I'm not normal. I date beasts. So you gotta have it together. You gotta be doing something. You gotta be in the same lane that I'm in, or, you know, trying to get to it, whatever. So good guy hits me up and wants to go on a date. I'm good for it right now. At one point,
so,
you couldn't.
I got a question. As long as he don't fries at McDonald's, is he good?
He can own a couple franchises, and then maybe we can talk.
Oh.
But he don't fuck. But you'll never know. He could be on fries today on the rest of tomorrow.
I want the boss. You got to be a boss. Like, if you're not a boss, you might have a chance, but you got to become a boss first. So don't get discouraged,
Right. And I'm going to kind of take up for her with that, though. Like, what she's saying, people, is if y'all taking that wrong, because I know some people probably done like, oh, I'm hanging up. I'm no more. No, what we're saying is in this business, you have to have somebody that's rather in your caliber or who understands the entertainment business. Because a lot of dudes get jealous when they girls are doing modeling. They out more than them. They get more recognition than them. So a lot of female models and male models, it goes vice versa. You just can't go out like, you know what I'm saying, for anybody. Because that, hey, some people got some strong problems. And some people might try to leech off of you. Hey, that's just what it is. So I don't blame her for saying she wants somebody in her caliber, though.
If y'all notice out there, you look at the celebrities that other celebrities industry moguls, they other, and, you know, and it's not just because they see each other all the time, but it's just easier because they have an understanding. They're in the same boat, so they get it.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard to date somebody who's not as ambitious as I am, or isn't as much a dreamer, or doesn't have a creative mind like I. You know, it's hard because I don't need nobody around me pulling me down. And what do I look like being with somebody that, you know, can't rock with what I'm trying to do? You know, so you don't even have to be in the industry. You just have to have that mindset, that ambition, and
that hustle.
You got to hustle too.
Yeah, that's
nothing,
my thing. You
nothing
gotta
illegal.
Keep me
nothing illegal, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, hey, I ain't thinking on that.
And don't be clinging. Because, oh, my God, y'all understand. I'm one of the people, you got to make sure, you know, I don't like people all over me because I'm always doing something. And I might, you got to enjoy. And then when I'm free, don't be making up all these excuses because. Enjoy while
exactly.
I'm free, because I'm not
usually
free.
Or always nagging. I hate that. I'm a female, you know what I'm saying? And I don't even like that nagging stuff. Don't call my phone nagging at me about who, what, when, where, and why, because I'm going to tell you why I don't mess with you. You know, like, because my mind is always on 100. Like, I always got so much stuff going on. So when I want to relax, I just want to kick it. You know, people can't do that, because I'm in the same boat. People that don't know, I don't really speak too much in the public about my life. But yeah, Tara's been single for some years too. So, hey, that's just how we rocking with it, for real.
Righteous.
That's too much. I can't deal with all of that, all that extra. No, baby.
Okay.
So, we already got to the things that attract you to a man. So, okay. What is the most embarrassing moment that you have ever had with a guy?
I probably can't say that on the radio.
Oh, you gotta say it. Oh, she gotta say it. Come on, Gator. She gotta keep it 100.
Let's put on this one. You can't say it. You're scared of pressing. You're gonna be upset. Or you scared because it's explicit? Which one is it?
I'm not scared. I ain't never scared. But
I think you're scared. Oh, we what up quick as that? In case you're scared.
But
in respect of some of my more in respect for some of my following that may not be too fond of the explicit side, I'm not going to get into detail of it, but yeah, it is kind of explicit. So let me try to find another embarrassing moment.
Okay.
We're going to next music break. We're going to ask in the background because we got to know now.
We're going to
go behind the background.
Yeah,
okay,
we
got to
know. Oh, Lord.
Embarrassing. I don't know, guys. I don't get embarrassed. Like, I probably get happy moments, like, all the time, but I don't care. I'll be like, oh, man, that was probably crazy, you know? And that was it. Like, I don't know. I have to think about that one. I'm stumped on that one. I'm stumped on it. I just don't get embarrassed. That's just something I don't do. That confidence, when you have a certain level of confidence, like, embarrassment is, you know, that doesn't happen.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Okay. I like that. All right, so. I'm going to just ask you, like, 5 quick questions, okay? It's like a little game, all right? And it's just dealing with fashion and stuff, like what you would rather have over what, but you have to answer them. Like, you can't even think about it. You just got to, first thing, just so people can understand who you are. So, okay, number one, heels or flats?
Heels.
Shorts or pants?
Pants.
Crop top or long sleeves?
Crop top.
Makeup or no makeup?
Makeup.
Big boy or toned boy?
Toned.
That was obvious. Okay. I love my big boys. Hold on, where the big boys at?
I love my big boys, but, you know, look like a toned one. Like
one time for the big boys. Yeah, okay. I like that. That's not... What? Go crazy.
Okay, so on that note, we're going to go into another music break, and we will be back. And we're not going to tell y'all, but we can tell me and Cherry did an exclusive because we're going to ask for Jazz in the waiting room. Okay, so we're going to play this next track and then we'll be back. On Life of the Dust Live, your boy, Sonny J, Tara LeBron, and special guest, Family Jazz. All righty.
So crazy.
What to do, baby? Just keep me get over you. My heart is breaking, but I feel love and I'm going crazy. Thinking about the things that you do. My heart is breaking, to the point in my body aching. Late at night, I can't even sleep. My heart is breaking, asking myself, why do you keep breaking? Breaking my heart, breaking my heart. Didn't think that it would ever be.
Chopping up, you know, and one of the things I want to know too which, I mean, I think it's pretty much self-explanatory. It's about some of the stuff you talked about. But why do you go by the name Humbly Jazz?
James 4:6-7 says, God sets himself against the proud, but he shows favor to the humble. So humble yourselves before the Lord. And I'm a PK. I'm a pastor's kid. I'm very spiritual and one connected with God. And that's just something I live by. Like, I've experienced it. I've invented some things. So I'm a very humbled individual. No matter where I go, no matter how far I go, I will always be humbled and be grateful for where the Lord has brought me. So I ain't trying to preach, but that's why I go by Humbly Jazz. So I'll never forget where I came from and where I want to go.
Damn. Okay. You know, speaking of that, you put some out there. Because I know every now and then people have this whole mindset. I don't know where they got it, just wrote this book. They said it was crazy that people who love God and stuff can't be sexy. What's that about? You know, how do you find a way to still, you know, how do you find a way to, you know, you always, when you pay this in your work and pay this in some of the stuff you say, you do always, you are practicing what you preach. You are always very humble and saying, you know, taking time to thank God for stuff and whatever. And how do you get around, and how do you deal with people that might not necessarily think, you heard the pastor kid, she over there, you see the picture she got up? How do you deal with that kind of mindset? And what's your personal thought process is fine to be sexy and still be Christian at the same time?
Mm-hmm. Well, with anything that I do, I always try to make sure it's done tastefully. And I think I can stand pretty firm on the fact that I think that everything that I have done up to this point is tasteful. Now, when it comes to, you know, the church and, you know, the secular world and that balance thing, I have my own God. Like, my God is my God. My God may not be the same God to you or to the next person or this person or that person, because everybody sees God in a different way. Now, be it the traditional religious kind of way or the spiritual kind of way or what have you, that's, you know, to each his own. So I just try to stay focused on my personal relationship with God. And I know when I'm messing up, you know what I'm saying, he'll deal with me accordingly. So I try not to even worry about it, because that's not my concern, because God has a plan for me, and that's what I need to be focused on, and he'll take care of the rest. So for anybody who passes judgment on another for whatever reason, because they're doing this and they're doing that, I pray for them and I keep them moving. Like, that's all I can do.
Mm-hmm.
Right, because, I mean, like you said, you say you keep yourself tasteful, which I do agree, but and I see sometimes some people, I seen Timon 2 hours, and I gotta give her a shout out, because I've seen it in person in season 8. Breast cancer survivor, my girl Shonda D, and she's 50 years old. So, you know, of course, she's an older crowd. They really be on some hating stuff. She's 50, but you saw her in person, you would not know she was 50. Look at these pictures, you would not know she was 50. All that kind of stuff. And so she had this calendar, which I still have right here. She even signed it for me and all of it. She had this calendar where she has on some lingerie, which is very tasteful, and she has on a bikini, which is very tasteful. And people was hating on her and saying, you know, ooh, I don't know if my husband can get that. That's too much going on. You know, and that's why I make that point, because here it is. You know, you mean to tell me that a woman who's being humble and all that, you mean to tell me that you find something wrong with this and it's not tasteful? You're trying to say that it's, you know, it's something wrong with that, but, you know, but if certain other crowd does it, it's not, you know, because that's a lot of problems too. Like, for instance, whenever other races decide that they want to be central, it's like a Caucasian race or whatever, whenever they want to be central or whatnot, it's not a big problem. But as soon as black people start showing skin or whatnot, all of a sudden, oh my God, it's because borderline pornography. So, and sometimes it's within our own community we do that. So that's why I had to make that point and had to get your mindset on that, because it might not necessarily be that you say that people might say to your face or whatnot, or might not necessarily say about you, but this is a general thing I see people do to other people who are not doing anything wrong at all. And that stuff is tasteful.
Yeah, well, and you know what? Like, I'm trying to find the right words to say this. God looks at the heart, you know what I mean? And I feel like my heart is in a very good place. I don't intentionally put out sexy pictures to entice anybody or to prove a point or whatever. I just do it because that's the nature of the art that I like. And for people who hate and all of that, half the time they're hating because they can't do it, or they're hating because it's a religious or a traditional mindset that people can't break, and it's very unfortunate. I call it tunnel vision of, you know, three, they just think it's going to, you know, especially within our Black community, it's very sad, but they just, it's like an automatic write-off. Oh, she has pictures like that? She's a, oh, she has pictures like that? She's a stripper. You know, so that sort of thing, I think it's still the things, the issues that we have going on within our community, I think it's just something else for them to attack or whatever. So, you know, when you're in this industry and you do things like that, I remember my first sexy shoot, I was very skeptical and hesitant about it, but because I know who I am, I'm comfortable in my own skin, and I don't have any insecurities or any issues like that within myself. You know, I did it and I'm good. You know, I know that once they're out there, they're out there. So, you know, I'm okay with it. I hope that I can help somebody, you know, kind of look at it in a different light. Because when people see me, I'm you know, always trying to do good. I'm always supporting others. I don't, all the negativity, I'm not about it. So
right.
If you look at my pictures and you get negativity out of it, you might want to look at yourself first. You know what I mean? You might want to take a look on the inside and do some self-checking, because I've already done that and I'm good. So that's just how I
right. You do a little bit of everything. People look. That's a whole portfolio, so you done. You give us everything. And, I mean, for me, I think it'd be fake for you to sit there and go, well, you know, because a lot of models do that. They think that, oh, I can't do anything with lingerie because if I do this, it's going to ruin my career. I want to be this. But I'm sorry. I can't be in the field where I feel like I can't do what I want to do. And if you're not being yourself, you shouldn't do it anyway. That's how I feel about it. Because, I mean, the one, like, one of my favorite ones, like I was talking about the lingerie with the pink. Oh, I'm actually going to be, I'm picking for Crayola colors, magenta, on top of the one that, you're killing it. And the thing is, like you said, it's not necessarily that people just look at you perverted. We some people, in the day, I like seeing my beautiful Black women show themselves off and whatnot. Because in the day, I feel that anytime I see a Black woman comfortable with herself, of letting another Black woman know it's all right to feel beautiful being Black, it's a good look.
Yeah.
So I agree. They can say what the heck they want to say. They said today is a pretty step of approval. They can kiss my Black users.
yeah, because people are too judgmental, though. That's one thing with me. People will see a lingerie picture, and then they also think, oh, this is just what she does. You know, she's going to be doing this next and this and that, and then they don't even see the other pictures. You know what I'm saying? Because me being a model myself, I do a lot of different types of modeling as well. So I did an artistic nude before. Could you see anything? No, you can see my silhouette. But that picture still to this day is a year old. And people are still.
I remember that one picture that people were
being negative.
It was mainly women that were just hating out. I saw the comments. That was ridiculous.
It was crazy. And I'm like, you can't see nothing but a silhouette. And first of all, I got paid $600 for that shoot. You know what I'm saying? So when you get paid, and I was supposed to be body painted and cheetah print. It was pouring down rain. The paint was going to wash off. I'm like, they done paid me up front. You know what I'm saying? So what I do, I improvise. I mean, nobody saw anything, you know, so I'm just like, but why are y'all so, you know, but people, when you are in the entertainment business, you put your life out there. For people to judge you, not saying it's right or wrong, but it's just some people just only see what they want to see. So you can't do nothing but just do you, because a lot of people never understand why you're you or why you do the things that you do. So fuck them. That's what I say. No filter. I'm sorry. Excuse my French. Excuse my French, but I just had to get that out.
I felt some type of way.
For real. I felt some type of way right there, but yeah. Yeah.
As far as that too, man, going to continue on more from that as well. As far as, you know, because I've been nosy, keeping some stuff on your Facebook. You got some really big projects coming out with some very big people that a lot of people know. And of course, one of the people I know that go all the way back from Hits on the Streets. You got my boy Ali Sadiq, man. How is, you know, as far as that project, because that's you tapping into another entity, which is the acting field or whatnot. Kind of let us know about that project.
Oh, man. That was so random. Jesus loves me. This I know. And not because the Bible tells me so. That was so random. I was out and about, Friday night? And they were the Ali Sadiq, David Nguyen is the DP of that. They did a 24-hour film, and I caught them probably like at the 21st hour of it. They needed some extra models and background extras and stuff like that, so I came through. Ayanna Mack was in there, 97 on the box. Shout out to her. They're hilarious. Oh man, I was so tired, y'all. I had just came from Belvedere. Homegirl had a birthday party. I went straight to the set, and I mean, I was so tired. But that project's gonna be big. It's gonna be major, super funny. I think y'all are gonna love it. I got a call from another comedian, Keisha Hunt. That's my girl. I've known her for a while, since 2009, I think. And she was just telling me about it. They needed me, so I showed up. Mm-hmm. We showed out. We did our thing, and I had a good time on it. That was a really, really good time. For me, so yeah, that's gonna be big. At least Sadiq, he's doing some big things, so yeah, that's definitely gonna be major.
I miss Hits in the Streets, man. Oh, BET, why do y'all make such poor decisions? Something like on BET, the something is I look back and say, hey, I got rid of that show. I got rid of that show. Y'all got rid of that show. Kill me. Just so y'all can show reruns of freaking sitcoms. I don't get it.
For real.
So, yes. But I'm about to go to the phone lines. I see we got some H-Town people in the building. I see a person who's been on the show before. And I'm going to let her come through. She'll know she might not know what's on here. About to open up a line now. All right, so what's up, Model Angela? I see you in the building.
Hey, what's up?
What's up? What's up? A fellow H-Town person. Yeah. What's up, H-Town? As far as do you have anything that you want to say to my girl, Model Humbly Jazz, or any questions for her as well?
Not exactly. I really just want to tune in and see who exactly Model Humbly Jazz was. I don't really know her. I haven't got a chance to meet her, but I'm sure it will happen really soon here.
Oh, yeah.
So far, I'm just pretty much listening, learning, seeing who you are. I did start following you on Twitter and I think on Instagram, too, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes, and now it's good to tell y'all in the same at the same time, because I'm like that's two people that gotta work together. They in H-Town, they have got to work together, because y'all two be in y'all grizzle. Every time I look, if it ain't Jazz, Jazz putting it down, you putting it in, and Mala Angela's putting it down, so.
Oh, yeah, we definitely. Like, I was thinking about that the other last week, actually, but I just been so busy with a lot of last-minute calls, I haven't got a chance to do it. But most definitely, like, we'll do something major, and it'll be big, and it'll be great. She's beautiful. I've been watching her for a while. So, yeah, we'll definitely do something. I'm all in for that.
And I mean, cause like, yeah, cause like you said, I like the fact, like, just being and putting it out there, like, both of y'all are key examples that you can still be a humble person, still be very positive, mm-hmm. and give us multiple entities of the modeling industry. You give us sexy, you give us fashionable, and all that in one. You don't just get, because for me, I feel if you just give us one thing, you're boring. It makes you sound like a one shirt pony. That's how I feel about it. And who wants a one-trick pony? I mean, and they people want you gotta keep. I'm gonna do something fresh to keep everybody's attention.
Oh yeah, you gotta stay relevant. That's one thing about this industry. You gotta stay relevant.
Mm-hmm. You gotta put on. Got to.
Now I'm gonna ask you another random question too. As far as H-Town. Taking everybody in a day at H-Town, if somebody was to come to H-Town and say, okay, I'm going to kill H-Town right now, and I want to have a good time, I'm going to let you be my tour guide. What's the things a person has got to do as far as the person is just a more of a daytime, taking the sights person, and then what's the stuff that people can do that's a nightlight type of person? What would be your recommendations? Take us to H-Town. Give us your tour.
Ooh, first you got to eat. That's what we're doing. You gotta eat. If you come before noon, I'm taking you to the Breakfast Club because it's going down. It always goes down at the Breakfast Club, 6 to 12. I'm big on Cajun seafood, so I do a lot of Cajun Town. That's like one of my favorite places to eat. Papadums, you know. So I mean, you gotta go eat first, like. We got to eat. Get that out of the way. Got to eat. daytime, man, we do a lot of kickbacks out here. You know, like, we just go chill at the house, chill with your people. They're starting to do a lot of daytime parties now. Summer's coming up, so we can find a spot. You can go mess with a daytime party or whatever. But we do a lot of kickbacking out here during the day. That's what we're going to do. Poolside, kickbacks, have you a couple wine coolers or whatever you do. If you're a chiefer, you know, have at it. But, you know, like, that's what we do. We kick back and we just kind of relax in the daytime. Like, try to stay inside because it gets hot as hell before it gets cold at night. You know how the weather is down here. So, yeah, that's
humid.
Most definitely, you know. Gotta do it. Try to stay cool. Nighttime. Oh, man, there's so many things to do. Like, I couldn't even tell you, like, one place to go. First of all, it depends on the date, the night that it is, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, or whatever day of the week, because there's always something going down, and then there's, like, 50 different places you can go to that's going to have a nice crowd, a nice vibe, you know, all of that. So, I mean, the nightlife is hot in Houston. That's one thing that they would probably not let go is the nightlife. Like, you can just go about anywhere that's open and it's going down. It's going down.
So you gotta take a random one right now and say, all right, if they were there this week, what would be the spot? They was there on, say, they came on like a Saturday. They were trying to do it all out on a Saturday. You gave them food, kickback, all that. So nightlife, what's the best thing to do on a Saturday? For instance, this Saturday, what would a person go to?
Oh, man, you just put me on the spot like this,
yes,
Saturday.
Yes, we did.
And I haven't gone anywhere on a Saturday in forever. Let me think.
Hold on, give her the music.
I don't know where's Angela. She's supposed to be helping me. Who's popping on Saturdays? I think Anton.
Oh, you got the music. I got the music playing. Oh man, Saturday. M Lounge is pretty nice on Saturday. I like M Lounge because it's diverse. It's a mixed crowd. It's a really, really big crowd, and I like the mixed music, the mixed kind of feel. So I would definitely give M Lounge something, you know, to go do. That's in Sugar Land. That's where the rich folks at. Oh, man. Northside. I'm on the north side. I live on the outskirts of Houston with the other rich people. That's in the Woodlands. So, I do the Northside Boss Nightclub. Shout out to Jordan Boy Quiz. Do you teach? Yeah, that Boss Nightclub would be nice for the Northside. So, I mean, but there's so many places. Like, I don't want to piss anybody off because I have so many promoter friends that I fuck with and stuff like that. So, I don't want to piss somebody off.
They're
going to
be asking what now even piss works. Well, I should mention my event.
Yeah, I don't.
like, yeah, that, I mean, all my promoters, my friends, I love y'all. But, you know, there's so many things to do. There's so many things to do. Like, I can't just name one. That's not fair.
Okay, so we're going to take it to the next part of stuff. Okay, so I'm drunk, and I'm like, oh, my God, I could just have to eat that. Oh, suck up this liquor. Where do I go late night?
Chacho's. Got to go to Chacho's. Or...
Yeah, I've been there when I was there. It goes down to Chacho's.
It goes down to... Chacho's is like the after party. But that's for the, like, the... Like, if you really, really hungry and like the food, or you're just, like, anti-strip club. Now, if you're like me and you're okay with the strip club and stuff like that... I'm a Dreams person, Dreams Houston, shout out. I will go to Dreams just to get something to eat. But, you know, after the club, you want to see your little twerk something, got to hit up Dreams. Got to. Onyx, all of it. Like, you
now, what's that pancake spot that's across the street from Chacho's? I forget what it is. It's like a, like this, like this pancake spot, something that's across. Like, Chacho's on one side of the street, and the other side of the street is another spot. Hey, like,
yeah,
I have some.
Yeah, like three there. Different Chacho's, though.
Okay, I think it's the one right by. It's right off, it's off of Westheimer, I know that much. And I can't remember. Oh, my God.
I was just there last night. I just passed by there last night. I can't remember the name, but I know what you're talking about. They're okay. They're not, I mean, pancakes, like, if you want to, people just go to the Waffle House, really. If they really just want. Waffle House is, if you want breakfast food, Waffle House is probably your best bet. Like, that's what people do.
But they got some good chorizo. Chorizo, they have some good chorizo in morning. So, who's doing that? All right, so, oh, man, as far as, now, because we get ready to come to a close in a bit, and as far as this, you had to give everybody a 30-second commercial of who you are and why they should support you, what would that be?
Well, I'm Andre Jazz. I'm a Houstonian. Support me because I support you. I support everybody. When you have something that you love, that you want to do, that you have an ambition and drive for, then, hey, you know, go for it, and I support you all the way. I just ask that you support me, too. And even if you don't, you know what I mean? Like, still do you, still keep pushing and all that, because I'm good on my end. God got me. I'm going to be good. So, you know, I just want people who are genuine to support me, people who like positivity, don't want the negative, like growth, you know, knowledge and all of that good stuff. Like, that's the type of support that I want. So, if that's what you're about, Humbly Jazz is Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, all of that. Like, humblyjazz.com, you can get all of that. My number is probably on every website that I have. I'm easy to reach if you have any questions, if you need any network, link up, connect. I'm the person to ask, and I'll, you know, do whatever I can, you know. Just be real about it. Keep 100, and that's why you should support me.
Bam, that was perfect. It was perfect.
Mm-hmm.
It's perfect. Okay,
yeah,
so, man, I just want once again, Humbly Jazz, I want to thank you for coming through the show. It was definitely fun with you. And, you know, got a lot of stuff. People have to get a chance to get a real side of you on some issues that surround the modeling industry and life, period. So definitely a good look to have you on here.
Thank you guys for having me. Y'all were amazing.
No problem. We love having you. Our pleasure.
He is amazing.
I'm going to throw me through my own arm. Oh, yeah.
Little something.
So I'm going to remind everybody, if y'all miss any parts of the show, there's a million different ways y'all can listen back to the show. You can go to blogtalkradio.com/SteadyJ, that's CEDDY, letter J, and you go there and find the show that's marked Motto, Humbly Jazz, and you listen to the show as much as you want from there. You can iTunes for free on there, type in Life That Does Live. Look for the show with Model Humbly Jazz on there. The TuneIn Radio app, which is free, too.
Mm-hmm. It's free.
On there. Or you just go on dustspot.com. That's DUSKSPOT.com. And shout out to the 1.5 million listeners that's showing love to what we do every day.
Ooh,
about y'all.
Boy.
It wouldn't be possible, man. So definitely a good look. Again, I want to thank you again for Amal Humble Jazz for coming to the show. I want to thank my girl Mala Angela for coming through, showing some love, some H-Town and H-Town love. I'll shout out to my girl Judy from the greater H-Town area. You know, so I'm giving her Tomball direct love to this. Y'all showing up. H-Town coming to show up today. And, of course, my co-host with the Moses, man.
Y'all did.
We'll see you, Terry. I love you, Terry.
I'm coming.
Got you, man.
I forgot to tell y'all
that,
man.
This wouldn't happen that way, man.
Yeah, it's been crazy. I'm coming to y'all to Houston, though, because my homegirl, Jay, that's my journal. That's my journal lady. She wants me to come to Texas. She wants me to come to Texas in the summer, so she's trying to put together a little trip. I told her I need to come there anyway, so
yeah.
I want to see what H-Town is looking like. You know? Let me see what it's looking like. I hear this talking. Let me see what it's looking like.
Yeah. Turn me up when you turn down.
I didn't even make that 4-hour drive.
Hey, you know I make it.
4-hour drive. I'm telling you, that 4-hour drive be real. That's why I had best way, if you're going to make that 4-hour drive, people, you know, Dallas Forum area, best thing to do is get some Powerade slush. Get a Route 44 Powerade slush from Sonic. You'll forget that you were sleepy or whatever. You'd be turned up the whole drive.
All right. That's what's
and again,
up, though.
Oh, man, it was definitely a great show, everybody. Remind y'all of everything you do, no matter what you do, no matter how you do it, remember, well, there's a J. Or there's a Karen, or there's a Jazz, or there's an Angela, or there's a Judy, or there's a you, there is a way. Yeah, I tune into another episode of Life of the Dust Live, Boy Teddy J.
Yeah.
Going on out, in the words of Chris Brown. Deuces.